Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
How's it going? Welcome along. It is Breakfast Rolled with Cooper and Una. Fresh off the show, Una, and into just bringing you everything that happened. And we started off the show with me not being able to breathe after seeing you driving this morning. I actually couldn't catch my breath. I was laughing so hard.
I got out of the car and there he was like bent over laughing. It's like, what are you laughing at?
And then I took the stairs and then I opened the door and then you came in again and you were like, what are you laughing at? I'm like, I'm still laughing.
Yeah. So I gave my car a little tip.
A little tip?
Yeah.
The noise of it. I was across the other side of the car park. Crunch. Oh my God. I haven't laughed so hard. But I hope you're okay.
I'm fine. The car is fine. She good? She good?
She good. Plastic can be repaired. Anyway, this is what happened.
We have to play something that happened yesterday, which I'm not looking forward to. But you had your fun, didn't you?
I am buzzing for this. Like, I woke up this morning and usually I'd be like...
True story. Let's go to a clip.
But then this morning I was like, hopped out of the bed. Woohoo! I cannot wait for this. Click my heels. Yeah. It's going to be fun.
So Una has me doing her pranks for the month of January. And it's not on phone. And now it's not on telephone. No,
like my little prank puppet.
Yeah, prank puppet. Oh, very good. I got you in my ear and I just have to say what you tell me to say.
How did you feel after yesterday?
Oh God, I'm not going to lie to you. I thought I had a tummy bug afterwards. I vomited a little. Because I hate doing them. I don't like confrontation like that. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward to your second driving parking challenge task. Yours is so stupid now. That we're talking. It's not even a challenge. It's just a parking car. And the thing is like my whole kind of like reason for doing this was reassured so many times this week, including this morning where I thought I was going to die. And not because you had just driven in, it's because I couldn't breathe with the laughter that was coming out of me. Una drove in a couple of moments after I arrived at the car park this morning. And you literally drove straight into the space and bump into the curb. In my head, this is what it sounded like. Okay. That's what it sounded like in my head. And I literally, you were like, what are you laughing at? And I couldn't breathe. I was laughing so hard.
The curb, I came out of nowhere. I didn't realise.
The curb is, it's like one of these high curbs. It's always been there.
And I just gave it a tip. And also,
no,
I,
you didn't.
I
you
reversed actually, you, after.
Yeah, so there was the, you know, that crumbling, crunching sound, you know, of a, you know, when a bumper hits maybe a ramp.
Yeah.
But this is like, you literally flopped the bumper backwards and it then buckled that noise. I've been trying to find the sound of it somewhere, but like, basically, so the bumper just crumpled backwards and you obviously realised because your front tyres hit the curb and your car bounced forward a little bit and backwards again.
I definitely had a bit of a shake. Yeah, no, I felt the curb. No, I did. But I didn't think it was that bad.
But you then corrected it by reversing it, the car.
I did.
And then it was a...
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's in the underneath of your curb.
My poor baby. I'll have to go down and see if she's all right.
You looked at me yesterday and says, I think I want to get a new car. Oh, because you're just bored of all the dents and scrapes on this one.
I would love a new car, but it's not going
to happen. Nobody give Una a new car. Parking this morning.
Oh, you really know how to use hyperbole. Do you know that?
Spell it.
Hyperbole. You're exaggerating.
Shove your hyperbole where this will not shine. Anyway, my prank challenge as a prank puppet. Let
me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
There's always a good survey and there's always good answers and guesses for our survey says, isn't there, Una?
Oh my God, so good.
Over 2,000 men do this 2,000 times in a lifetime. What exactly was the answer?
Will anybody get the answer to this on 087-1102-107, Donal?
Will they? Research has shown that the average man will do this around over 2,000 times in the lifetime. What is it?
Tell their other half that they're just going to meet their friend for one refreshing drink. Just going for one. Just
be home soon. Yeah.
Just one 7-Up, that's it. Be back. It's just a match. It's 90 minutes. That's it.
Yeah.
No, you take off. You got to put in for half time and maybe a bit of, you know, after match
chats, like analysis.
That's the one. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So we're just gonna have one set up.
Yeah. No, it's
or sparkly
not,
water. I don't mind. Whatever.
The answer might be more times than that.
2,000 in your life. Yeah, yeah probably. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not right.
No, not this time.
Let's get some guesses. 087-1-102-107, Una.
So they'll do this
over 2,000 times in the life.
Is it mansplain? I'm joking.
What exactly?
It's way more than that. What?
It's not mansplain, no.
Okay.
No.
The average man will do this 2,000 times.
Oh, Una, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah. That's what she said last night. What?
No,
it's neither of those.
It's neither of those two. Okay. No, both good guesses, though. Solid guesses.
Solid. Thank you.
Okay, we need some actual guesses. Mature ones. Have a bit of fun with this. 087-1-102-107. Do you genuinely know the answer to this?
Research has shown the average man will do this over 2,000 times in the lifetime. What is it?
Well, let's get some guesses in. So our survey says the question this morning we're asking is...
Average man will do this over 2,000 times in his lifetime. What is it?
All right, guesses coming in at 087-1-102-107. So we're going to listen to them now when I press all the right buttons. There we go. Look at them. What are you new with this?
Morning, All in Eye Radio.
Morning.
You like to guess that it is shaving.
Shaving.
Men shaved 2,000 times in their lifetime.
Shaved 2,000 times in their lifetime.
Is it not like, do some men shave every day?
Some do, yeah.
Yeah. God, that's a lot of shaving.
Yeah. And so if you shave, so just say you start shaving like so from 17, 18.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you do it every day for your lifetime. That's way more than 2,000 times.
It is over 2,000, the question. But then that is a lot.
Yeah.
Grow a beard. It's wintertime.
Yeah.
Be warm.
Also, you look better with a beard anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
I saw a picture, my sister shared a picture with me about 4 or 5 years ago without a beard, and I'm like, who the hell was that guy thinking he could pull off that face without a beard? I've seen the TikTok app where there's a line down the middle. When you move your face into it, it removes your beard.
And you're like, oh no, oh, give me back my beard.
Jesus, yeah, no, that's scary.
No, it's not that.
It's not
no,
beard,
no.
Okay. Claire, what are you saying?
Is it 2,000 haircuts?
2,000 haircuts.
Oh, yeah. All on the trimming.
Great guess.
Very good guess. Not the answer, but I'd say you're right in terms of it would be over 2,000 times.
What are you saying, Una?
Jojo in Kilcullen says...
Hey, Jojo.
Is it leave the house flying low?
Oh.
Well, what is it, airplane like?
What?
What are you talking about?
You're flying low. You know, if you're... You know what I mean? You
no.
got... What's that phrase again? Was you got egg in your face or something? Does that have something to do with it?
Egg in your face?
No, as in like...
You are speaking in riddles. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. All right,
if anybody else knows, I'd say for 1-1-2 and flying low, egg in your face, you absolute lunatic. Tell you what, did you bump your head when you crashed your car this morning into
I
the curb?
I didn't crash the car. I just bumped it into the curb.
You bumped it into the curb. We have audio. Luna, good morning. Watch out for that. Oh, no!
It was not as bad as that.
I was.
Just a little tip.
I couldn't breathe. I was laughing so hard. Anyway, 087-1-102-107. Are you flying low? Have you got egg in your face? But what's the answer? I've even forgotten what the answer question is.
The average man will do this over 2,000 times in his lifetime. What is it?
All right, Donald, very quickly, what is the question?
The average man will do this over 2,000 times in his lifetime. What is it?
Morning, Ricky. Here's what I got.
Morning, Ricky!
Morning, Ricky. Here's what I got.
Morning, Ricky!
Morning, Ricky. It's like
morning.
The answer to Skelly's Alley today. Having a bit of one-on-one time.
Oh, a bit of loving.
What do you mean?
What?
What?
When you cuddle up to your partner. One-on-one time, Una.
Oh, right.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Do I need to spell it out to you?
Does the average man get the barman to tell his wife he's not there if she rings looking for him? Nettie and Melissa from Drogheda.
Nettie, who's ringing the bar? who's got a landline at the bar? All right. Is that it?
No, neither okay. are right now.
Derek says, good morning, guys. Is the answer show Una how to park? Shaky.
2,000 times.
More than 2,000.
Definitely more.
Stop it.
I literally couldn't breathe this morning. Okay, we need an answer, Tom.
The answer is, the average man will do this over 2,000 times in his lifetime. it is adjust themselves in public.
Oh, stop. Yeah. You mean digging for spuds, like?
Just kind of, oh, that's not quite sat right. I'll just move this round. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's shocking.
That's absolutely.
You've no shame either. Like,
yeah, you've no shame, don't you? And the tightness of your jeans.
Oh, yeah. Are you
on my this is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
How much fun was Lisa from Athlone for Rhyme It today?
Oh my God, she is the absolute crack.
Isn't she?
Now, she was rubbish at the game, but like, she made us all smile so much.
Like, spoiler alert, Rhymes of Board, brand of car, Porsche. That just threw me. I lost count after that. It's really, really good. Come here, if you do want to play Rhyme It and you reckon you can get the high score at the end of the week, send the show a WhatsApp, 087 110 2107. Here's Lisa from Athlone. Rhyme it, just a little bit. No, all of it. Lisa from Athlone, good morning.
Good morning, Cooper and Una. How are you?
Yeah, super. Thanks very much. Now,
very good.
You missed the end of yesterday's show. You didn't get to hear the hill I'll die
on. I know, and I was dying to hear the result, but I kind of know. I'd say you won, Cooper, did you?
Well, if anybody who didn't hear it, it was Una's hill I'll die on, where she said that it's perfectly acceptable to go out in your pyjamas.
Because
I saw a woman in a supermarket wearing elf slippers that jingled as she walked, and she was wearing her pyjamas and her dressing gown. And I was like, this is the energy we need to bring into 2026.
Christmas is over. Yeah, you don't go out in your pyjamas.
But she didn't care. She didn't care who was looking and who was judging because she's her own person. And who are we to judge? Yeah. And I don't know about you, Lisa, but my dressing gown is an emotional support garment.
Well, emotional support garment.
Yes, that's a true story.
I actually went out one night to pick up the kids. Now, this is going back 2 years ago, really late from the cinema. And I went in and like that, I had to be woken up. So I literally threw on my dressing gown and my hat, and as I was going into town, the guard stopped me. Mortification! With my lovely fluffy pajamas, and he was looking at me and said, never again, never ever again.
How dare he judge me?
Winnie the Pooh pajamas, Lisa, is it?
Exactly. Literally. That's terrible. Amazing.
Anyway, apparently I lost yesterday, and it's not okay to wear your pajamas in public.
It's okay. Yeah. Next week might suit you better, Una, whatever the outcome of that might be.
Yeah, whatever.
Exactly.
Can you work in childcare? Can I ask you, like, what are the age groups that you're working with now?
Yeah, I work with kind of like two years, 8 months up to school, preparing them for school. So they're around like four and a half, five.
They're
so,
like sponges at that time for learning.
Absolutely. No, they're great. It can be full on at times.
Well, imagine
22 of them, so it's great.
Oh,
But learning is fun as well. And I think at that age, it's a perfect age. And I think Una could have benefited from this. It's to teaching them how to park cars at that age.
I actually parallel parked yesterday. My daughter was like, "Mom, you're really good at this."
Of course you are.
And I said, "Yeah." And I said, "Maybe I could give Una a few tips."
Hey!
I'm only joking.
No matter how many tips she's getting, she's never going to learn.
The girl power.
As long as you can tip the car, we're okay. As long as the
oh my god!
Don't do it again.
Did you hear about it this morning?
I didn't. No.
Oh my god.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah.
He is exaggerating, Lisa.
It was a small little douche.
She drove into the empty car park. I parked way down.
I would too, Cooper.
She swings in and then crunch off the actual curb. She nearly mounted the curb only if it was too high.
No, he's lying. He's hyperbolic, honestly.
Really. Yeah. It's just getting out of hand now.
It's ridiculous. They're being so mean to me, Lisa. Honestly.
Come on, lay off.
It was so funny. There was a big contra sponsorship deal coming through for Una to get a car, but when they've seen all of her driving, it's just like
they fairly pulled back.
That's not true.
Una's getting it all this morning now. It's terrible.
Alright, Lisa, you ready to play Rhymus?
I will.
Okay, alright, very best of luck to you. What is your word this morning?
Your word is stored, Lisa. S-T-O-R-E-D.
Stored.
Una, is this about hearing things about her driving? Lord. Okay. All right. Okay, your 30 seconds start now.
If the day is going slowly and you don't have much to do, you're feeling what?
Bored.
To blow activate your parachute, you pull the what?
Pass.
The name of a car brand.
Porsche.
A popular medieval weapon.
Sword.
If you have to stay in hospital overnight, you'll be put on a what?
Wait, oh God, I don't know. Pass.
If you're serving different cheeses, you put them on a what?
Cheese board.
What family of vegetables does a
time
pumpkin?
Time is up.
Oh, no, terrible.
Rhymes with board. Name the car brand Porsche.
That was a terrible word. I didn't blame Donald.
That wasn't my idea.
Donald, that's not nice now. Come on.
Yeah.
I'll never come back on the radio again. That was awful.
Lisa, you made everyone smile this morning.
Ah, that's good.
So you got the first one, if the day is going slowly. Yeah, board. To blow activate your parachute, you pull the cord.
Oh, the cord.
Yeah. The name of a car brand, Ford. You got sword.
If you have Ford?
No, that was it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Mortification all over again.
If you're serving different cheeses, you put them on a what? You said cheese board, but board was the answer. So,
all right.
And she's right. So she's
three.
Oh, still three. Yeah. Oh, sorry, Lisa. I tried to.
Listen, you did so well that you made us smile this morning. And that's what it's all
No bother. Listen, have a great day, guys.
Not at all. Come here. What's the name of the childcare that you're looking after?
Happy Days Preschool in Banlaslow.
There you go. Happy Days Preschool in Banlaslow. There you go.
No bother.
Your teacher can't rhyme. My kids are going to do rhyming today.
I'll be rhyming them words today anyway. Oh my God. Stop.
Look out yourself. Anyway. You're a legend. Cheers, lovely chat.
Okay, you too. Have a good day.
Bye.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings. With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Is it? It's not the moment we've all been waiting for. It's the moment Una's been waiting for, and that is me climbing into a taxi. This poor taxi driver, Noel. Fair play to him for putting up with the nonsense that you put us all through, Una.
I got up today with a lilt in my... What is it? A lilt in my step, lilt in the heels.
Is that like the tropical drink?
Totally tropical. I just got up smiling. I'm usually like, get up there. But I got up smiling, willing today. Couldn't wait to come into work. Could not wait. And this is the reason why.
January words all full of fun and games, isn't it, Una?
Sure is.
Everybody's looking forward to Friday for your next parking challenge. Oh my God, parking. Seriously, this morning was... I actually, if you missed it earlier on this morning, I couldn't breathe coming into work because Una drove straight into the curb. Like, I'd have your chassis checked. Do you know what I mean?
My chassis is fine. Don't you be talking about my chassis, right?
But the crunch of the bumper was...
Oh, no, stop. You really are exaggerating now. It was just a little... Dush. That was
It was pretty bad.
Okay.
But yesterday, you had... I had you in my ear once again. A little earpiece in my ear. And mic'd up. Mm-hmm. And you were basically like, right, there's a taxi outside for you.
Hop in.
And I'm like, where am I off to? He says... So I had to get into this taxi yesterday and I had to listen to you and repeat everything you told me to say in this.
I have been laughing since yesterday.
I genuinely feel sick from doing that because, like, this is a prank. It's not like on a phone call where you can't see the person, but I'm looking at this person's face. A little taster of what Una was getting me to say.
You don't mind if I pick my nose back here, do you?
You don't.
If I
pick my nose back here, do you?
Stop! Oh my God, I'm crying.
So we do have a video to accompany this,
and I can confirm he did pick his nose.
All right, that is to come this morning in about, I don't know, about 10, 15 minutes time. The first part of me being in a taxi, pranking this poor taxi driver, who is an unsuspecting, innocent bystander, as Una's telling me to do the most unruly things in the back of a taxi. So, in a couple of days' time, we're going to hear Una's second parking challenge. Oh, look at you reversing to his face. Yesterday, you popped another ear pod into my ear and I had to then listen to you and I had to do everything you told me to do. And you were like, there's a taxi outside, hop into it.
Hop in, my friend. Dare I say it, but I actually think this
is better than last week when you were scratching your backside in the pharmacy in Tullamore.
Still people sending me that saying, how do you work with that woman?
Oh, really?
So this is the first part of me having to hop into a taxi. This poor lad. What was his name, Noel?
Noel.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry, Noel.
Just heading into town there.
What? Just heading into town.
Are you busy?
Have you been busy?
Up the walls.
Up the walls?
Up the wall.
A good workman doesn't blame his tools.
A good workman doesn't blame his tools, you know?
I do.
What time are you on till?
I do, yeah.
What time are you on till?
Okay, I'd be on for maybe five. Roughly about 7 hours a day.
7 hours a day?
Is that too much?
So, just to let you in as well, the only person who can hear Una is me in my ears. She's not even in the car with me. She's in the car following us behind.
Heading into town, yeah.
Okay. Just heading into
town. Mir, you don't mind if I pick my nose back here, do you?
Pick my nose back here, do you?
I have a big one right at the back.
And
it's driving me mad.
It's driving me mad, so it is.
I'll throw it out the window, like.
I'll throw it out the window if I do get it, you know.
All right, drop it on the ground.
Yeah. I could drop it on the ground.
I won't wipe it off the seat.
Next person could pick it up.
I won't wipe it off the seat, though.
I want you to pick your nose. Pick it.
Yeah.
Flick it up front.
So you just got into centre town, eh?
Flick it. Say yes when you flicked it. Yeah.
Centre town, yeah.
So are you local?
Are you local?
I was local, but I was in Belfast most of my life.
Belfast most of your life.
But you're from this place?
You're from around here, though.
Say it. You're not from here.
No, I'm not from here. This is a bit of a hole, though, isn't it?
This place.
You're all a shower of bonkers, really, aren't you?
All a shower of bonkers, you know?
Shower of muckers. You're a shower of muckers.
Shower of muckers.
Shower of mouth breathing knuckle draggers.
What?
What part of
mouth breathing knuckle draggers.
Oh, me. Not like the mouth breathing knuckle draggers.
Now sing the Deliverance theme tune. I'm only joking. Sure, culties are gas,
though, aren't they?
I was going to say you got your day out of Croke Park.
Not so bad, some of them.
You got your day out of Croke Park?
Oh, you didn't, because you're from Westmead.
You're from Westmead.
You tell him that you want to roll down the window and stick your head out. Tell him.
Can I roll down the window and stick my head out?
Do it.
Yeah. Oh, you've rolled it down for me.
Just stick your head out.
I think my head is too big.
Tell me when you've stuck your head out the window.
Now, I feel like a doggy.
Catch me now, guard!
Catch me now, guard!
Listen, if a helicopter starts flying low over us, right?
If a helicopter starts flying low over us, yeah?
I need you to keep on driving, put the foot down.
I need you to keep on driving, okay? Just put your foot down.
How far are we from Portlaoise Prison?
From here, how far are we from Portlaoise Prison?
Do you want to go there, right?
Do I want to go to Portlaoise Prison?
You just got out, you just escaped.
No, I just left there.
I escaped
from it. Oh, God. It just kept on coming. And, like, that man is trying to talk to me because I think he thought there was something wrong with me. It's like, you know, I've got a special case here. And I couldn't hear a single word he's saying because you're just in my ear. Stick your head out the window! And I'm like, okay, yeah, stick your finger up your nose. Oh, my God. What does Una get me to do next in the back of this car? I am a prank puppet. I have become a prank puppet for Una.
I'm loving it.
For January only, though. No more of this nonsense after this. Thanks very much.
Oh, I don't know about that. You're doing such a good job.
So Una put an earphone on my ear, and then I had to get into a taxi. The only person that could hear Una and her instructions and the giddiness was her and me and the person driving Una behind the taxi that I was in. And you were just giving me things to do and say. This poor taxi driver, Noel, I am so sorry.
Ask him, has he ever had a wet willy? just say what I say. Just say it.
Have you ever had a wet willy?
All
the time.
No. Just say, can I give you a wet willy?
No.
Say it.
Can I can I give you a wet willy?
Have you got?
It's super fun.
You have tissues up there, do you?
Always keep them handy.
I just put my finger in my mouth to wet it, to wet my finger.
Put my finger in my mouth to wet it. Mm-hmm.
And then I stick it in your ear.
And then I stick it in your ear.
Wet Willy vibes!
wet willy vibes.
Now, ask him to park up so you can give him a wet willy. Park up, baby. Safety first. Safety first, I said. Tell him. Tell him.
So do you want to get out in the town, no?
Do I want to get out in the town?
Before.
No.
Great.
You're not.
Are you
thinking
of getting out in the town?
Ask him. Tell him. You want him to park. To park up so you can give him a wet willy.
Nah, not this time. No.
Just say, you have to say it. Say park up so I can give you a wet willy. Do you want to play a game of dare?
Do you fancy a game of dares?
I'll go first.
I'll go first.
I dare me.
I dare me.
To lick your head.
to
lick your head.
No, I don't know.
Just say it. You don't have to do it. Just say it.
I dare me to lick your head.
I have a big tongue.
I need a big tongue.
Just say, I have, my tongue is actually too big for my head.
My tongue is actually too big for my head.
My wife calls me lizard tongue.
My wife calls me lizard tongue.
Say, this was the second weirdest thing I've done in a taxi.
This is the second weirdest thing I've done in a taxi.
Second weirdest.
First was my cousin.
First was my cousin. I can't do this anymore. You've been wound up on iRadio. Oh my God.
Yes.
That poor taxi driver. I'd say just the nonsense he used to put in with regular people on a regular day. And then he used to put up with me asking him, can I stick my finger in his ear and lick his head?
I can't believe that you didn't ask him to pull over so you could give him a wet willy.
What the hell is wrong with you? Did you hear yourself getting so angry because they didn't pull over? Just like,
so you can give him a wet willy?
No. Oh my God.
No. Alison, well done.
So that's it now.
You picked your nose in a cab, you flicked it, you put your head out the window, and you told him that you.
The guards
are after you, and that you wanted to give him a wet willy, and that the first thing you did in a taxi was, in fact.
That's it, I'm done with it. That's it.
No, there's more. There's two more weeks left in January.
Oh, crikey. Well, listen, we are looking forward to Una's driving and parking on Friday, but we do have a video of that, me in the taxi with Una in my ear. It will be up on our Instagram at This Is I Radio and on our TikTok and Facebook. So if you missed us, you didn't miss much. That was where I had to take a earphone and put it in my ear, and I could hear Una talk to me, talking away to me, telling me to do things as she says, climb into that taxi there. And that taxi man had no idea of what the hell was going on. And you were getting me to say some inappropriate things to this taxi man.
Yeah, you said them. Scarlet for you. Absolutely mortified. Can't believe you said them. Honest to God. Like,
you went home and told your children.
I did.
They were not impressed. Nope. And they had this to say because they sent me a voice note.
Wet willies are very rude.
Wet willies are very rude. Yes.
Very rude.
You tried to get me to do a wet willy to the taxi man. You're like, time to pull over.
Well, in fairness, I was thinking safety first. I wasn't going to allow you to do a wet willy while he was driving. So that's why I asked you to ask him to pull over. So, you know.
Very true.
Yeah.
I wasn't
You're
doing
welcome.
It. I wasn't doing it though.
No, you know.
No, I'm not.
Noli Rodi.
And then our other video of the other prank that you had me be your puppet for, which we were in the pharmacy where you had me standing there scratching my arms.
Stop, oh God.
Scratching my arms, and then you showed it to your 4-year-old twins.
Yeah.
They don't need to see Uncle Cooper
funny.
Seeing this.
I saw you scratch your bum in the pharmacy.
Yeah. Beautiful pronunciation of every single word there.
I saw you.
You did see me. What was I doing?
Scratch your bum in the pharmacy.
Scratch your bum in the pharmacy. Yeah, well, listen, come here. That's what your mother makes me do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they saw you picking your nose as well.
Yeah.
Well, I told them about it and they said you are disgusting.
I am disgusting.
You are disgusting.
It's so funny. When the video goes up today at This Is I Radio, of Una telling me to do things at the back of a taxi, this poor taxi man's driving along, you literally said to me in my ears, I don't know if you actually could hear the audio of you say, start picking your nose, pick your nose. All right. And so I literally am there, and you're like, dig deep, dig deep. I don't know if that actually made the cut, right?
Yeah.
And then later on during it was a 10-minute taxi ride. Later on during that ride, you're like, they give him a wet willy, so stick your finger in your mouth and get it all wet. Unbeknownst to me, straight away, because I was so nervous about the whole thing, the finger that I was picking my nose with went straight in my mouth.
Oh, you're so disgusting. Disgusting. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. No, we didn't need to hear that.
Oh, well, there you go.
Oh, disgusting.
I hear you're judging me anyway for everything else. Yeah. Allegedly do with me itching bone when we swallow bits of bugs. It was our prank today, which I'm not going to lie to you, I'm really uncomfortable doing these, and that is where you send me out with an earphone in my ear and you're instructing me to do things that I don't really want to say or do, and you had me sitting in a taxi, this poor lad no idea what was going
wet
on.
Wet willy vibes.
Now ask him to park up so you can give him a wet willy.
You wanted me to ask this poor taxi man to park up so I could give him a wet willy.
Safety first, I said. Tell him.
So do you want to get out in the town, no?
Do I want to get out in the town?
Before.
No.
It's a great
you're
story.
Not. You're,
you're getting so frustrated there. Because you.
Well, I wanted you to give him the wet willy.
Well, when we got back after doing this, right?
Yeah.
I was like, you were getting so frustrated. I wasn't. No, I wasn't. Listen to yourself.
Ask him, tell him you want him to park up so you can give him a wet willy.
Not this time.
No.
Not this time.
I think I've had enough of this. I cannot genuinely do these anymore. Like, you thrive in doing prank calls.
I do.
This is a different level of actually going out and annoying people in public.
Yeah, I mean, but you're not really doing any of the work because it's me coming up with everything. So you're just like...
I'm the one who has to... Like, your challenge for January is to park your car.
Yeah.
You can't...
And you came up with it.
You couldn't even manage to do that last week. And even this morning then, you actually crashed into the curb. That's actual footage.
It was not as dramatic as that. Yeah. It was just a little...
So I don't want to do these anymore. I can't handle it.
Cooper, you have to do another prank. You can't be so selfish in denying us.
Hey, hang on a second. It's not being selfish. It's just like I feel sick. It's making me nauseous. I don't like it.
This fun that we are having, the laughs, the belly laughs that we are having.
Belly laughs? It's affecting my belly in ways that you don't want to know. There's noises and gurgles coming out of my belly.
And us actually squirming, listening to you doing it.
Do you want to hear something squirm?
We are all encouraging you. It's, you know what? Self-growth. It's all about self-growth.
I don't need it. Don't want it.
No.
I'm not even thirsty for that type of attention to me.
Right. No, it's about becoming a better human.
How is that being absolutely disgusting and nasty to people?
You're working on
yourself. In a pharmacy telling him that I've got piles and an itchy arse and I have to scratch it in front of him and then pick my nose and flick it in and ask a taxi driver, does he want a wet willy? Then you ask him to lick his head.
Do you know?
And then you told him that I slept with my cousin. There's something wrong with you. No.
It's just about me. You're learning how to be assertive. You're welcome.
Spell assertive.
A-S-S-E-R-T-I-V.
I'm actually going off talking to you right now. Because everything I seem to be doing is just making me look like an idiot. You embarrass me.
You embarrass yourself. Mortified for you. He got into a taxi yesterday and he asked the taxi driver if he could pick his nose in the car and then asked him if he could give him a wet willy. and then called him a culchi and a mucker and a...
Oh my God, you told me, Cindy, you told me to say, aren't they all mouth breathers, knuckle draggers down here?
Yeah, you did. You said, you said it.
You missed your day in the Crow Point. No, you're telling me to say, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's all part of the task, Una.
Of the pranks. You were doing the pranks for January.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, guys, I'm out for a walk. People will commit me to the asylum. I am in stitches here on the road laughing at you.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're having fun. Not happy about doing them, Una. I'm not comfortable with doing them.
Cooper.
Yes?
Think of it as a team building day.
A team building game? All right, that's a bit of a stretch.
Una is giving you direction to be a stronger, better person.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The nation needs it. The nation wants it. The nation loves it. Do it for your country.
Stand up. Stand up. Do it for your country. Stand up.
Windows to
said, he's not, can you believe it? Even Donald from across the water is standing up. And he from across the water.
I'm actually just in shock that you've actually stood for the first time today.
You should play that every few minutes to get me up.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
Yeah, I don't think I want to continue these. I'm going to have a word with Ben, our boss, to see can I just get out of this because it's absolutely awful.
You are like the king of the pranks. You should take over. I am backing off my perch, man.
No.
It's all yours.
You're the pranker. You're the one who's pranking us all with this.
I think we should continue in this manner for a while. No. So much fun.
We've only another few weeks of it to go, and then let's look at doing something else. Can we back to you making phone calls and annoying people? That's what I'm down for. Anyway, here's Truth or Trash from this morning. Cats, jobs and taxi journeys.
Truth or Trash.
Hi, Truth or Trash. We bring facts to the show, and we've got to try and convince each other that the facts are true. So, Donald, would you like to go first with your facts, please?
Yes, I will. They're bringing out the new Mummy film. The trailer's just released. But in ancient Egypt, the word for cat was pronounced meow.
The word for cat?
The word for cat, like how they say cat.
In Egyptian.
In ancient Egyptian.
Ancient Egyptian. Was pronounced?
Was pronounced?
Pronounced?
Yeah. They revered cats.
They revered them.
Yeah,
they worshipped them.
They worshipped them. What's the Sphinx again? Is that a cat? You know the Sphinx?
I do.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's a cat.
It is.
Is it?
The Sphinx. I can't spell it now, so I can't Google it.
S-P...
Sphinxy.
That's not
L-Y.
That's not...
Oh, my God. You spelled sphincter.
There we go. Yeah, oh, it's not a cat. A cat. No, it's not. Okay. I thought Sphinx... Oh, that's of Giza. Right.
Wow.
No, the head of a human body. Oh, the head of a human and the body of a lion. Ah, lion, a cat. Lion, I've got to say that's... I'm going to say it's true.
You're saying true?
No, I'm saying trash. No,
oh,
trash.
Locked in.
Trash.
I don't know. I'm going to say true because, like, you know, before we all kind of like developed languages, I suppose we would have had noises and grunts. And when a cat walks in and you go, "What the hell is that?" I go, "Meow." And you go,
"Oh, let's
call it a meow." Yeah, so I'm locking that in and saying true.
No, they were very advanced as a culture, but no, that is true. Yeah, they did say, "Oh, that's going to be a meow now." So, hello, meow.
Meow.
Yeah.
That's very interesting, Gold.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Morocco?
No.
Morocco, there's cats everywhere. They consider cats very lucky. But if the cats all flip off, if they disappear, everybody panics because there's an earthquake coming because the cats can feel it. So if there's cats around, all is good.
All is good.
If you can't see cats anywhere,
panic.
All right. You know when they say that there's someone for everyone in the world, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, nice. What about that there's a job for everyone? There's got to be a job for someone. You know, somebody, even if you might be useless at something, there has to be something that you're good at.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in Japan, you can hire a handsome man to show up at your office and watch sad videos with you until you cry and they wipe your tears for you.
That is 100% true.
Really?
Yeah. And why don't we have that service here?
You can do it if you want, Una.
What? Hire a handsome man to come and watch sad videos with me and hug me afterwards?
I'm sure there'd be plenty of people to step up to that now if you're willing to pay them.
No, I'm not. But yeah,
why does that exist? I'm sure somebody would. No.
I know that to be true.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Going to say, I think it's true anyways, but now you've said you know it's to be true. Yeah, true.
I lock it in. Yeah, it's a real service in Japan. It's called Ikimiso Danshi, Handsome Weeping Boys.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I love the way in Japan there's basically a job for absolutely pretty much everything.
Yeah, and they have really good toilets over there.
Do they?
Golden ones, yeah.
Golden toilets?
I think so, yeah.
That'd be cold in your bum, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't mind it. So, my turn.
Gold.
Okay, so mine is a mummy fact as well.
Is it?
Yeah, that's strange. So, a mummy covered in chocolate and nuts has been discovered in Egypt.
Is that your fact?
That's my fact.
A mummy covered in chocolate and nuts
has been discovered in Egypt.
As in someone's mother? Or...
No.
Like a mummified...
A mummified...
Yes, a
okay.
mummy.
Okay. Chocolate and nuts.
Archaeologists believe it might be Pharaoh Roche.
Pharaoh Roche.
Oh, no, that wasn't my fact. I was only joking. I just wanted to get that in.
Okay, oh, you, so oh, my, you, did you schnickers it in?
I schnickers that in. Yes, hey. Oh, God. this is my fact.
That was good.
Stephen Cooper got into a
what
cab
the hell? That
yesterday.
That wasn't your fact.
No, this is my,
I was going to say that's true.
Stephen Cooper got into a cab yesterday, picked his nose, asked the cab driver if he could give him a wet willy, and called him a mouth-breathing knuckle-dragger.
Is this your fact?
That's my fact.
That's what you're going with?
Yeah.
Okay, I was there.
Yeah. And we've got proof.
You don't mind if I pick my nose back here, do you?
I have a big one right at the back.
And
it's driving me mad.
This is driving me mad. So.
Something wrong with you.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's...
That's true.
I can't believe you called the poor taxi driver Noel a mouth-breathing knuckle-dragger.
No, I... I'm just... What... This is
just because I told you to say it. If I jumped off a bridge, would you jump too?
No.
There you go, you see? You're a sheep.
Is there something wrong with you? There was a challenge that was set out that I had to just repeat everything you said to me. Yeah. Just like last week at the pharmacy. I don't have a gangrene toe. I don't have piles.
No,
I don't have an itchy arse.
You do.
And I don't have anything, a problem downstairs.
You do.
I don't.
I've spoken to your wife. I know these things.
My wife has you blocked.
She does.
She hears this show every day. She's like, I never want to speak to that woman again.
Lies.
She's not welcome in my house. She turns up in her pajamas.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
If there's anything, Una, you're not boring and you've discovered a new hack.
Yeah, this you're going to really, really thank me for this new life hack. It's just, it's an incredible way to stay grounded and stay chill and let nothing bother you.
You're welcome.
Do you reckon you've discovered a new hack?
So this is serious. I have discovered, right, a new life hack. A way to be chill in life and not let anything get under your skin, right? How not to be offended by anything or anyone, how to let things slide like water off a duck's back.
I'm on board. I've calmed down the music. Here we go. Okay.
It's one of the best life hacks I've learned.
All right.
You're going to thank me for this, kid.
Okay.
If someone is rude to you.
Yeah.
Let's say a shop assistant is, you know, they're rude. Or someone jumps the queue in front of you. Or if the boss gives out to you about something.
Uh-oh.
It's not about you.
Not about me.
It's about them, right? Now listen. Yeah. They just need to do a poo. The girls in the shop could be busting to go to the loo, so she just needs to do a poo. The person who skips the queue, they need to get to the toilet urgently. They just need to do a poo. The boss snaps at you.
Oh my God.
They just need to do a poo. So, just have that in your mind. You're like, ah, that's okay. They just need a poo. So it wasn't about me, is they just need to go to the loo.
So it's transferring the anger back into them in your head, basically.
And yeah, I think it's more about transmuting the anger and the annoyance.
Transmuting. Wow.
Yeah.
You are a wise, odd person.
So, like, if you just think that from now on, nothing will ever annoy you. You're like, ah, that's their problem. So they need a poo.
They need a poo. So if anything's getting you down today, if anybody's annoying you today,
it's not about you, it's about them, because they need a poo.
It's pretty sound advice.
Yeah,
isn't it?
You're welcome.
Are you on my this is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
There you go. That's Breakfast Rolled. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening, and like, share, subscribe, listen to the show 6 till 10 a.m. weekday mornings, Monday to Friday only on iRadio. Did you have fun?
Ciao, Bella. Loads of fun. Yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. All right, Yoda.
Does Yoda say ciao, Bella?
No, he just speaks in riddles and backwards and forwards. All right, okay. Ciao, Bella. Yes, yeah. Bye.